Up until this year, Columbus had been just another stop on the Web.com Tour, but tour officials created a four-tournament finals event featuring a mix of PGA Tour pros trying to keep their eligibility and the top 75 Web.com golfers. 25 of those have already clinched a spot on the PGA Tour and are playing for rankings, but these final four tournaments determine another 25 spots. The Columbus tournament marks the third of the four events. Bill Kalfi, president of the Web.com Tour, views the new format as golf's version of expansion.
These guys have the game to play at the highest level. We just don't have room for them on the PGA Tour. And there are all kinds of examples that I think support that. I won't go into all of them, but you've heard all these numbers before. Three out of four players on the PGA Tour have come from the Web.com Tour. What you probably haven't heard is 50% of the players on the Web.com Tour have come from the PGA Tour. I know that Columbus is used to great golf and professional golf at the highest level. This will be professional golf at the highest level, and I'm not trying to commit blasphemy here, but I think this is going to be the most exciting event in Columbus this year, with so much at stake. Guys playing for their livelihood, playing for whether they keep a job next year, playing for the leading money winners in the finals, playing for full exemption on the PGA Tour. There is a lot at stake.
The championship at Scarlett includes several familiar names, including Chris DeMarco, Jonathan Bird, Trevor Immelman, Sean O'Hare, Ricky Barnes, and Ostrander native Ben Curtis. Ben Coles won last year's event in July and returns to defend his title.
I was hitting it really well, which is key out here because the rough is usually, you know, pretty long and pretty thick. It was a little softer last year, which helped, you know, keep it in the fairway. They weren't rolling out as much, and the greens were a little softer. But I think this year I'll definitely be playing a little different the time of year. I think it's going to be a lot firmer and faster than it was last year. So I think you'll see the scores to maybe around the same, if not a little lower.
The hospital remains the primary beneficiary of the tournament. John Amon, president of the tournament's host organization, Champions of the Community, says $2.7 million has been raised for pediatric cancer treatment and research since 2007.
The pediatric oncology work that's done at Nationwide Children's Hospital gets significant benefits from this. That makes it worth it. The players are earning a great living. That's beneficial to the strength of the tour so that they can come and play here. It's worth it to present this cause, this hospital, beyond our central Ohio borders and make it well known. Obviously, people that need treatment know about it. Doctors know about it. But I think by raising the profile of the hospital, other people that have charity in their heart can also look and say, I'd like to support what that hospital does there. That's worth it. So it's a lot of work. It costs some money to do it, but in the end, it's going all for a great cause.
As part of the tournament, young cancer patients had the opportunity to hit some shots with one of the pros.
Go ahead and hit it, honey.
Nice!
Hey, Sean!
Can I say hi to you?
This is Peter.
My name's Peter. What's your name? Madeline, it's nice to meet you. That was a great shot. Have you ever played golf before? I can tell.
There's nothing better than, you know, I live an incredibly, incredibly, happy and joy-filled life. And to be able to share some of that with somebody, and I don't even know if I'm doing that here, but if to have the opportunity to maybe do that, that's priceless. It really is. And so this is a cool opportunity to do that.
Peter Malnati gave the kids some instruction and at times ran out and posed as one of the targets they were attempting to hit. Craig Richardson says he appreciates the time and attention Malnati gave his daughter.
This is incredible, right? I mean, just the, you know, the opportunity to be out here and to work with a pro golfer and to be a part of this. We're so fortunate, I think, to have this hospital, this children's hospital in town, and then to have the PGA Tour and the combination of the two, I think, is just incredible. And then for Madeline, what she's been through over the last few years, this is, you know, I guess one of what we call the blessings of cancer, to be able to do, you know, something like this. It's awesome.
It's really fun to come out and shoot with everybody, and it was really fun.
What was your favorite part of the day?
When I hit the K and it went up and he caught it.
Madeline also earned the honor of hitting the first tee shot to begin the first round. Through Sunday, the tournament will also accept donations of games, toys, and crafts to benefit kids in the hospital's pediatric cancer unit. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.